Wyoming towns in the path of totality for the solar eclipse are expecting huge crowds, including Casper, and hotel rooms there are almost entirely booked. As a result, a record number of locals are using the home sharing service Airbnb to accommodate visitors and to make some of that eclipse cash. Wyoming Public Radio's Maggie Mullen has more.
Casper residents Josh Thompson and Rachel Hsu are getting ready to welcome strangers into their home. I'm not the guest they're expecting. Instead, they've signed up to be hosts on the home sharing website Airbnb.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Maggie. How are you? Come on in.
Yeah, thank you.
The online service lets property owners rent out their spare bedroom, apartment, or entire home at a price of their choosing. Thompson says they hadn't heard of Airbnb until recently.
When I got wind that there was going to be a total solar eclipse and Casper be in the path of totality something like 2 or 3 years ago, I had the idea that, I wonder if lodging will be, a problem.
Airbnb Press Secretary Jasmine Mora says Thompson isn't the only one to have that bright idea. She says along the path of totality, there's been a sharp increase in reservations for the days surrounding the eclipse. Mora says that spike has been the sharpest the night before the eclipse in Casper.
There'll be over 1,100 guest arrivals, and that's an increase of over 7,000% from the previous week.
Mora says this isn't completely unusual. During special events, when big crowds up the demand for lodging, more families may decide to rent out their space,
which really ensures that affordable options are available.
Because hotel inventories are fixed, the price of a room can skyrocket, and they can sell out quickly. Some of the few hotel rooms left in Casper are listed around $2,500 a night. Casper's Eclipse Festival executive director Anna Wilcox says when those prices started rising, local residents saw an opportunity. Wilcox says a lot of them wanted to make a little extra cash, while others saw it as a way to help as many people visit Casper as possible.
So it wasn't, you give me X amount of money and I'll vacate my house and stay with a neighbor or with a relative during the weekend, but somebody who said, I want to give somebody a true Wyoming experience, one that would be different than they would get at, say, a campground or in a hotel.
Wilcox says in order to help residents capitalize on the opportunity, they teamed up with the Natrona County Public Library to host Airbnb workshops.
200 people at a time came and sat, and we went through, here's how Airbnb actually works.
To become a host, you first create a listing, complete with a description of the property, photos, and a price. Then you set the availability and house rules, like no pets, no smoking, or no parties. Once it's posted, guests can find it by searching the website for a place that fits their needs and then make a reservation, like they would with a hotel. Wilcox says a lot of the listings for Casper have photos that resemble what some visitors might imagine the West to look like.
They're really Wyoming. Whether it's, deer and antler on the walls and the lodgepole furniture. I mean, there are so many things that would give them that true experience, 100%.
Josh Thompson and Rachel Hsu don't have any deer or antler on their walls, but they did manage to book guests pretty quickly. However, Thompson says they wish they would have gotten their listing up sooner.
I think as more and more people found out about that as a possibility to make a little extra money, they did. And as a product of that, the market definitely deflated a bit. So we're at, I think we ended up getting ours at about $600 a night for three nights. So less than half of what we were hoping to get, but it's better than nothing. So
their guests will stay 3 nights at their house while they stay with family down the street. Hsu says some people might think the whole thing is too much of a hassle.
There are, a lot of people, though, who are, they're like, no, I would never do that. I would never rent my house out, not even for just a short few days. Too much work.
Hsu says it will take some time to clean up the house, clear out some of the closets and drawers, and board their dog. But they think it will be worth it, since they plan to use the money to fund some home improvement projects. Hsu and Thompson don't expect to go into the Airbnb business full-time. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Maggie Mullen.